land of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Hour number two of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us on the line right now is fellow Patriot brother Ian Murphy over at the Iron Pig Smokehouse there in downtown Gaylord. Good morning, Ian.
Good morning, Trucker Randy.
Well, is it snowflaking over there?
It really isn't. I thought I'd wake up this morning and we'd see, wintertime return, but just not yet. I think maybe after noontime we'll actually start to see it snowing.
Well, here in Antrim County, just about a mile east of the East Bay of Lake Michigan, the snowflakes are coming down.
Nice. That, I'm hoping for at least 8 inches. They're calling 4 to 8, maybe even more over the next 24, 48. So, hey, hopefully winter is here and going to stay.
Going to start. Yes, absolutely. Middle of January. Man, it's unbelievable. Hey, one thing I did want to talk to you about real quick. Follow up, of course, Bree Morgenberg. Can't even say her name this morning. Bree Morgenberg held a meeting on Saturday, this past Saturday. I'm sure you heard all about that.
I did, yes. I've heard lots about that, of course.
Right. Well, I'm attending the sanctioned call to the state committee meeting on Saturday down in Houghton Lake. I've been asked to come. Christina Cramo personally invited me. The secretary of the Michigan GOP invited Vicky as their guest. And I'm going to be covering it for the radio station. And Christina asked that I might even say, a couple of things for about 2-3 minutes to the folks attending. But so far, no comment, no reaction by Ronald Romney McDaniel, the chair of the RNC in Washington. No comment by Donald Trump, no comment by anybody, and find that to be pretty interesting because many people have told us that Ronald Romney McDaniel came out and said, hey, they removed her, that's it, it's a done deal. Melinda Pago is the chair, as her letters and correspondence has said. It would be basically game over, but crickets, basically. Have you heard anything, seen any reports from the RNC or from President Trump?
I have not. I feel like at first maybe the RNC did put out a statement, but they did not recognize one way or the other. I think it was just a statement on maybe what was happening with my GOP. But I have not seen anything officially that they have said that they believe this meeting to be sanctioned or not sanctioned. And, I think ultimately it's probably going to be a thing for the courts to decide. I say unfortunately, but some people may say fortunately. I'm trying to look forward and see what the party is going to do after this. It seems, regardless if you're on Christina's side or if you're on the opposition side, it seems like it's going to be pretty difficult for her leadership to continue. I don't know how you bring everybody together to move forward, I guess, is my point here now.
Well, the way we're operating, and I've been doing this on my own basically for the last year, and I'm going to a meeting tonight in Grand Rapids. I'll be broadcasting tomorrow morning show from the hotel in Grand Rapids. Stand Up Michigan. You know that group very well. Mm-hmm. You've had them at the Iron Pig. They are rolling out a major plan at the Kent County chapter of Stand Up Michigan tonight. They expect to have over 700 people in the room, and they're announcing some national organizations that recognize this civil war going on, and they are coming to Michigan to get some things done heading into this year's election cycle. So we're going to be talking about that tonight, and I'll have a field report tomorrow. But I want to hold you on through the break, sir. Can you stay through the break?
You bet.
All right. Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse, downtown Gaylord. We'll be right back.
If you are a PIE&G electric customer, call and get on the PIE&G Connect Express today. Call 800-423-6634 to get connected to the best, fastest, most reliable fiber internet connection in northern Michigan. Faster than Frontier, speedier than Sunrise, all at an affordable price. So call them today at 800-423-6634 and get on the PIE&G Connect internet train. All aboard!
Find everything you need to ride at Northern Leathers and Accessories, where comfort and style meet no matter the season. Find parts, equipment, and other products for motorcycles, snowmobiles, and ATVs, including products from Drag Specialties, Parts Unlimited, Moose Utilities, Lucas, and Champion Power. Plus apparel for men, women, and children, including big and tall sizes. Quality items at prices you can afford. Stop in today to browse our selection located on US 131 in Elba. We are more than just leathers.
The Well Connect end-of-the-year blowout sale is here. A factory-direct, do-it-yourself install package is now available to our listeners. Call 231-420-8320 to find out how you can buy a Well Connect geothermal unit at a DIY discounted price. Install it yourself and qualify for a 30% federal income tax credit off your 2023 taxes. Additionally, you'll receive a cash rebate from your local electric co-op company. A Well Connect uses your well water to do 80% to 90% of heating your home this winter, 100% air conditioning your home next summer, just by calling 231-420-8320. Again, save money, get a 30% federal income tax credit before the end of this year, and start saving money every month while enjoying total year-round comfort. Again, call 231-420-8320. Do it today.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tolini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taken to Ebel's for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Staying on through the break is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse over in Gaylord. And one of the things that's going on tonight, Ian, and I think you would maybe agree with this model, is they're going to do this county by county, and they're going to announce outside organizations, Americans for Prosperity, the Heritage Foundation, Charlie Kirk's PAC, Turning Point USA. Charlie actually made a presentation out in Phoenix that Dr. Sherry O'Donnell was attending, where he talked about 10 counties, not 10 states, but 10 counties that if the conservative movement can flip and make sure that they get the majority of the votes in 10 counties, they can guarantee a presidential victory this November. County by county, how do you feel about that plan if it was done with outside organizations coming into the state of Michigan? Forget the Michigan GOP. Forget all the divisiveness, the civil war that's going on. Focus on local county parties and local communities taking back the vote in their community.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a great idea. I'd be interested to see how, you know, the interaction would work with the local counties to make sure that it is actually the local counties' ideas that are being put forth and not some kind of scheme to sort of get these ideas before these councils. I don't know if I'm saying that right, but, you know, the idea, I think it sounds like, is wanting local control, the local voice to be heard the loudest, right? That's what we're always talking about, and I think that's, you know, what our founding fathers had intended when setting up our electoral system, is that we want the single voter, the single voice to be heard.
Right.
And I think that that is, you know, a lot of people aren't participating in elections because they don't feel like their single vote really matters. And maybe this is a really good way to go about that and remove some of the animosity that, you know, is happening with the state party. Again, whether you're in favor of removing Karamo or keeping Karamo,
right?
Ultimately, elections have to be won, and there is a battle, and I do think that that is a worthy battle that is happening, because I always say language is important, and that's what is happening, is bylaw language in the state committees and the parties are sort of being weaponized in a way, on both sides, I will say.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So I do think that the fight that Christina is taking on at that state party level, I do think it is important. I also do think it's important to move on and put forward good candidates to get elected, because we see what is happening in our state when Democrats take over and these terrible policies. I'm reading all over Twitter about these electric buses that we're getting, and it's about to be 17 degrees next week. Like, it doesn't make any sense.
Exactly, exactly. Well, one of the items that's on the agenda for this Saturday, the sanctioned recognized state committee meeting in Houghton Lake that we're going to be attending. It's kind of funny you mention that, because one of the items that's on the agenda is to talk about primaries. And I just, for the record, I want to tee this up and explain it properly. Primary elections in August, number one, are too late. Instead of being in May, they are held in August, and that only gives us about a month before absentee ballots start going out in late September for a November general election. Number one, also, primaries is a party function. You can't cross over in an August primary ballot. You have to mark all Democrats or all Republicans. You right. can't mix or match. Well, what they're bringing up on Saturday is to eliminate this year's August 2024's primary election and hold a state convention of all the precinct delegates, not just state committee members, not just county representatives, but all precinct delegates duly elected, to go to a state convention. Some 6,000 delegates would attend, and they would hear from the candidates. They would vet the candidates. They would ask questions. And they would vote and pick our candidates for this year's election only in 2024. What's your initial gut reaction to eliminating the general public for voting in our primaries in August and hold a state convention by the precinct delegates duly elected for them to pick the candidates for the Republican Party? What's your thoughts on that? What's your gut reaction to it?
You know, I mean, it seems like a good idea. I mean, as long as people are fully aware of, you know, how the delegates, you know, are elected and come into those positions, you know, we're representative government. And that's what we want to make sure, is that people are understanding that how these representatives, whether a precinct delegate or a state committee person, gets into that position in order to represent you.
Right.
And as long as it follows state election law or primary law or any, you know, stuff I don't know anything about.
Right.
You know, I would. Are there other examples of this happening in other states?
Supposedly, according to Dan Bonomi, the budget chair, who is the main sponsor of this motion, he says 19 other states currently do it right now.
Yeah, see, and that would be the other interesting thing for me to look at is how did those voters feel with that current situation and make sure that they feel like they're not underrepresented. Because that's I think, what we're battling is this underrepresentation at any level. We want to make sure that people aren't being disenfranchised because we just need more people to vote, period. And I have a feeling this next election, you may see a lot of people not voting.
Really?
Well, I'm getting sort of a sense that given these two particular candidates that we have sitting in front of us right now, or three, depending on if you consider RFK one.
Right.
I just get a growing sense that people are really becoming disenfranchised with these two older, call them white men if you want. I don't.
Sure.
But people are just sort of like, oh, this again? I thought we did this once already.
Right. Exactly. We need something new and fresh.
Something new, fresh, maybe even a little bit younger. I'm not an ageist, but there is something to be said for having a young person, a younger person, I should say, in that position. And the electorate is growing younger and younger, by the way, especially here in Michigan.
Well, one of the things that I've been following is the Iowa caucuses, and they're going to be on January 15th and this coming week. And one of the candidates out there claims that he's been talking to the younger people of Iowa and has had one-on-one meetings with several hundreds of groups. And he feels that he's going to pull off an Iowa caucus victory. And that's Vivek Ramaswamy.
Mm-hmm.
And have you been following him at all?
I've been following Vivek since he announced, and I was very curious at what this young guy was saying. He is kind of taking a line very, very similar to Javier Milei, the new Argentinian president, who is doing things a lot of us wish would happen here in the U.S. For example, he passed an executive order or signed an executive order that says government can no longer refer to taxpayer spending as free.
Exactly. Yes.
Free lunch in Michigan. You would no longer be able to say something like that. If you are a government official, you are no longer to say free when using taxpayer dollars.
The lunch program that the Democrats put in place with Governor Whitmer signing it should actually be called a taxpayer lunch.
Absolutely. And, you know, I've got a lot of things to say about that. We probably don't have time because, you know, we raised over $10,000 to pay off student loan debt, lunch debt, here this last year with the local company Johnson Oil.
Yes.
And then they passed this legislation. So I actually know for a fact that there are private businesses that are willing to help out, and not just here in Otsego County. Some friends of ours, Woodchips Barbecue and Lapeer, are kind of the ones that spurred us to do that. But
sure.
I digress.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's kind of an interesting perspective, and it would eliminate a general population crossover, because typically what the Democrats do is they only put up one candidate for governor, one candidate for state senator, state rep, county commissioners, sheriff, whatever. They only put up one candidate, so there's really no reason for the Democrats in August primary elections to stay home and vote for that one candidate. They're wasting their vote. So many of them cross over and vote for the most liberal, moderate Republican. And that's what many of Christina people, followers and precinct delegates are saying. I'm sick and tired of the Democrats picking the Republican candidates.
Sure. And I can see that. I can understand that.
Let's talk about the Iron Pig, because as you're saying, the snow is coming. And usually if it hits our house, it usually hits Gaylord about 2 or 3 hours later, because we're right in that snow belt with you guys. What is that going to do to your business? How is that going to impact your business in years that you've been there at the Iron Pig, downtown Gaylord? What have you seen in response to major snowfalls there in Gaylord?
Well, I'll tell you, it just brings people out. People are in a better mood. Even just this last weekend, with just a dusting of snow and cold temperatures, all of a sudden people were out downtown shopping. You know, we've got two, three resorts really within a stone's throw of us here, with Boyne just a little ways away. And really, it's the skiers and the snowboarders and those people, when we don't have a lot of natural snow, that keep us going. We are expected to get maybe 8 inches to a foot of snow in the next couple of days. I don't know if that'll be enough to bring out the snowmobilers. There's always one or two. But really what we need is just people coming through the community, whether you're skiing, snowmobiling, ATVing, fishing. You know, our lakes are actually frozen over now with some of the overnight temperatures, so people are starting to ice fish again. So it really is starting to bring people out, and that's really what we need. And not just Iron Pig, but, you know, there are so many restaurants and retails just downtown Gaylord alone.
Right.
And that's really just what we need.
Absolutely. Well, one thing that we are looking forward to is the fact that once the snow hits and people get into that mode, I'm hearing that a lot of people are fed up downstate, and that a lot of them plan to come up and actually take advantage of a lot of skiing and a lot of snowmobiling. And like you mentioned, a new thing that's kind of out there, I don't know if it's a fad or if it's kind of a trend. Is it going that way? You mentioned it, the ATVs, the off-road trails systems that we have up here in northern Michigan.
Yeah, you know, I'm really pushing locally. There's conversations with our county commissioners about kind of a widespread rule for side-by-sides. In some townships, you can drive them on the road, you can drive them on the right-of-way, or only the right-of-way, I should say. And it's a little bit confusing when you go from township to township. Just within our county here, there's different rules. So we're trying to get sort of a widespread ordinance in place, but still allow the local townships their say in how to protect their local roads. But this is becoming a thing. As we know, anybody that's lived up in Michigan for more than 10 years can tell you, our winters are just plain getting warmer. Call it whatever you want. If you're a believer in global warming or climate disaster, fine. It doesn't change the fact that we're getting a little bit warmer. We saw it last year. We're obviously seeing it this year. We've got El Nino is in play. But I'm advocating for more side-by-side access on trails, on roadways. I mean, snowmobile poker runs used to be a big thing here in Otsego County. And maybe it's time we start to consider more things for side-by-side activities. Because I'll tell you, the people, just like snowmobilers, the people that have those pieces of equipment, they have a fair amount of expendable income.
Sure they do. And they don't mind spending it, especially at the Iron Pig. Because well, when you're out there and you're out breathing that fresh air, nothing tastes better than cherry wood smoked barbecue. I'm sorry, your product is just, man, it hits the spot when you've been outside. So,
and it keeps you warm, baby.
Yeah, it keeps you warm, absolutely. Well, we appreciate you, man. Appreciate your input, your ideas, and a lot of people texting back and forth. We'll get to those text messages. Final 20 seconds here real quick of the Iron Pig.
You know, come on out. We've got breakfast Saturday and Sunday, 9 to noon every weekend, fresh scratch breakfast. We're only one of two spots here in town that you can get fresh breakfast other than the nasty franchises. And then we're open every other day from 11 a.m. till 10 p.m. Come on out. Wednesday night we have live music. This week we have karaoke. Next week we have open mic. All kinds of fun stuff. Go to ironpigsmoke.com to keep up.
All right, brother. Thanks a lot, man. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Trucker Randy.
Have a good weekend.
You too, brother.
Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.